When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking birds because they're 10-2. Man, what a glory this is. We don't have to talk about the Sixers.
Are you more happy the Eagles are 10-2 or you don't have to talk about the Sixers?
Can I be honest?
Sure.
It's 50-50.
Yeah. But, tornado spike. Interesting.
Well, you know what you don't want? It's fine to be mad once in a while on the radio, but you don't want to be mad every day. And at this point, with the Sixers, they won two in a row for the first time all season.
It's
December 4th. Yeah. I don't want to be talking about killing them. I already got to do the podcast.
I completely agree.
I'd much rather be happy about the Eagles than angry about the Sixers. I've done that too much in my life.
Well, the worst thing has happened with the Sixers in this moment. Not saying that it won't change in a couple months or what have you, but apathy is set in with the Sixers right now.
I said
now.
That was going to happen. I said they were on. We had the burst of anger at the beginning of the year, and then everybody's like, well, I got other stuff to do. And you can see it with a friend of mine sent me the map for ticket sales for tonight. Like, you can get in there for $5.
Yeah.
It's like what?
Oh, really?
Yes,
the Adam Aaron days.
Yeah, it's for me as a Sixers fan, going during those process years, those are my favorite.
Yeah,
because you would drive into the Wells Fargo Center, and it would be like there wasn't even a game. I had my favorite season tickets. There was never anybody sitting around me. It was great to go to those games.
But easy to park, easy to get in and out.
Get in and out. You could stay to the end of the game and not spend an hour getting
out. Not
worried
about traffic.
But dude, like if you're a regular person right now, like if it's not your job, I mean.
Sure.
Why in the world would you spend hundreds of dollars and even just the 3.5 hours to go there and go? I'm not saying you shouldn't. If you want to do it, you should do it. But I can understand why people are apathetic. Mm-hmm. Even forget about the money for a second. You know, you only have so many nights at home with your family. You spend all day working.
Exactly.
You're going to watch them suck every night. I got to do it. You don't have to do it. Listen to
Paul George hasn't even brought excitement for people.
Yeah, and he played well last night.
There's a good game last night.
Yeah, he was great.
A little burst for PG.
Yeah.
But now it's like, there's Paul George.
And I do think, you know, once the Eagles season is over, if they look good, people will be like, oh, it's fun that the Sixers are good. But they lost people. People aren't even mad anymore.
Yep.
They lost them. Every once in a while, they'll make some people be like, oh, Embiid's ramping up. Oh, great. Fun. Awesome. All right. So we haven't done Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings in a couple of weeks, so we're due.
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Now, I just want to throw this out to you two. When we started Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, it was like April?
Yeah.
May?
Yeah. Yeah, it was around draft time, yeah.
And we award it at the end of the season. We're getting, this is as they say, you know, the kids say, it's nut cutting time.
That's the kids say?
Yeah.
It is a stretch run. It's the stretch run of Eagles Insider of the Year.
I mean, who's going to separate themselves? Who knows? They can't count on several postseason games. Hopefully we have several, but you can't count on it.
Well, even that's what, three max?
Yeah, you got to stack scoops right now.
Yeah.
If you want to win this thing.
And you can't rely on the draft and free agency for any of your bailouts.
No, because should we award it, 10 days after the final game in the season? That'll give us a chance to either be mad or happy about how the season ends.
And then reassess their seasons.
And then reassess. And then is that fair? Is that about the number?
I think so.
All right. So here are the new power rankings. Now, I want to say there are some national people on this list, and I don't mean to shame our local Eagles journos, but you can't
shame them.
Well, you can't get scooped like this over and over and over again. You're getting scooped by guys that aren't even in the facility every day. You know what is the worm for if it's not to trade, you know, over the top praise for scoops?
Mm-hmm. That's a fair point.
Get some scoops. If Howard is going to say that Nick Sirianni is a better coach than John Madden,
which he vehemently was upset about last night on Fritz
Yeah,
6.
Yeah, felt like we misrepresented what he said.
Which is...
Ask him about Belichick?
Yeah, he said actually said no.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
He said no,
enough.
Which is
say no.
Very proud of him for that.
Okay, all right. If you're Elliot, for talking about how special he is all the time, like, you should get a scoop.
Well, as you could have predicted, he does not being aligned. He does not like being aligned with Elliot.
Howard.
Yes.
Well, they're doing the same thing.
Well that's like what I Elliot try. Is going over the top, which makes him look like his situation isn't as concrete.
He's giving the truth. Elliot's not giving the truth.
Yes, that's. Yes.
You know how one of them could separate themselves? Get a friggin' scoop. Get a scoop.
Good point.
I don't need your opinion about how good Nick Sirianni is. Congratulations.
Or,
I can't talk to you both at once.
Or.
Here's my twin worm.
Or, yeah. This is an idea. Get him over to your house for the holidays. Holidays are coming up. If Sirianni's is at the Eskin household or the Elliot Short Barks household,
that'd be big.
Then you win.
That'd be big. I go over to my parents' house on Christmas. Nick Sirianni's there.
There's
PJs.
Yep.
Eating breakfast. Okay. Here is the current list. At number 5, and he might be the insider, not just of the Eagles insider of the year, he could be the NFL insider, is Adam Schefter coming in at number 5. Schefter... Wait, what did we even say that Schefter got this week?
He had the Big Dom movie.
Right. That Big Dom was offered a large sum of money to tell a story about his movie. Again, how do these guys see Dom
all the time?
Every day.
And
every day.
But the reason that Schefter wasn't hired is because he did ruin exciting whites for everyone.
He did.
Yeah.
By not wanting to say it and then saying it very coldly.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Coming in at number 4. You know, he hasn't done anything lately, but he has been consistently good as the newspaper reporter. Coming in at number 3.
I thought, did he get docked for something this week?
Newspaper reporter?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He stole our show topic.
That's a good... He's out.
Yep.
I don't know. Put Santa Laquito. Santa Laquito's number 4.
Who cares? Anyone else?
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
I knew he did something.
Everybody made fun of the Nick Sirianni contract extension show last week, and then all of a sudden he wins one more game, and we're writing a column about how he deserves a contract extension. Where'd you hear that, buddy?
Trying to get clicks.
Did you hear that on a local radio station, quote unquote?
Yeah.
Joe Santa Laquito's 4.
Yeah.
He never stole any of my takes.
We got timestamps.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number 3. He would be higher, but number 3 is Elliot Short Parks.
Huh.
Now, I think Elliot did a good job asking Jalen that question about Nick, and I understood why he used the...
BS. The
used literal, the bad word.
Yeah.
But it's still not totally professional. And,
and
so,
it is a curse word no matter what he...
Yes.
In his warped brain thinks.
Ass
yes.
is a worse curse word. Yes. So number 3, nothing to be ashamed of, Elliot Short Parks. Number 2... Tim McManus has been solid all year long. And at number 1 this week, forgetting the details of the bi-week meetings and Zoom calls and phone calls and texting between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, number 1, Ian Rapoport.
Big stuff from Rapsheet.
Oh, Crapsheet
at number 1.
Again, who told him it was exactly 2 hours? Exactly 30 minutes of FaceTime.
Yeah,
just unbelievable amount of detail.
Yep. How does no one get that here? Write the story. Send it in a tweet, Elliot. You know what I found out? Yeah, something. So congratulations to Ian Rapoport. Did I tell you once I saw Ian Rapoport randomly at a concert in Atlanta, Georgia?
I think you have told me this.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I went to see the band I love, Marvelous 3. They're a small band that hadn't played in 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm at the, I forget the name of the place in Atlanta, 1,200 people. And I say to my brother, I think that's Rapsheet over there. Turns out it was Rapsheet with his wife. His wife is a huge fan of the band.
So
Crapsheet's more of a hip hop guy, but he was at the concert.
He's more of a hip hop guy.
That's what he told me.
I was gonna say, did he seem like he was into the concert?
Nah, his wife
seems kind of stiff to me.
His wife really likes the band.
Okay,
so
okay.
I think he was just being
Yeah, he's one of those ones you go to the concert because your wife likes
yes,
the band.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know. I've done plenty of those.
Yes. Actually, have I? Nah, I've wanted to see everything my wife's wanted to see.
Yeah, I was joking. Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of it.
VP. I'm with you. Yeah, pretty much if I go to a concert, it has to be somebody I want to hear.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yes.
VP, Kimberly, you're on WIP. What's up, VP?
I mean, it's a Wednesday. How am I not calling in?
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
There it is. Congratulations on the comeback of your fantasy team, as I mentioned.
How about that?
My internal advanced metrics have your team and my team as the two best teams in the league. So congratulations.
I lost last week, but this week is make or break. If I can win this week, I'm in the playoffs. So I just need to hang on to that spot with my fingernails. I'm clawing my way in. So, and then, I mean, my team, we talk a lot about points. My team scored 190 points a couple weeks ago, so it can be deadly. So anything can happen in the playoffs. I just have to get there. So
did you score?
Was that against me? You scored 190 points.
No, it wasn't.
No, it felt like it.
But I am a little frustrated. I was hoping to catch you this week, but you're playing OG, so that's out the window.
Yeah, we know. That's a W.
Yeah, how did he arrange that, by the way? How did he arrange that? I think Ike's played OG four times this season.
Hadn't done a whole lot for my scoring, I know that much.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. So what do you think about the offense, VP? So
Ike was right that this past week it was the lowest offensive yards since the bye, and it's the second lowest of the season. The only worst game was Tampa Bay. And I came out of Sunday's game also worried, but the eye test, I was worried about it. But then, you guys know I'm a stats person, so I went and looked at the numbers when they came out, and the stats actually make me feel a lot better. So we are overall sixth in yards per pass attempt, eighth in pass completion percentage. Jalen's stats are much better than I thought they would be, at the risk of sounding like, you know, OG Wade again.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The eye test And watching some of the passes fail had me really anxious. But then when you look at it statistically, we really are in the top of the league, both in running offense and in passing offense.
They're 15th in DVOA in passing.
What?
They're 15th.
I don't even know what DVOA means.
DVOA adjusts for who you're playing, all those things. Okay. I think Jack could back me. It is a regularly recognized.
It's the war of NFL.
Yeah, it's the war of NFL.
War.
And they are mid-pack. And there's been one team in the last 10 years to win a Super Bowl with a less than a top 10 passing offense. Ooh. I agree with you, VP, when you look at because we were talking in our meeting today, I'm like, you know, when I look at the Jalen stats, he's completing a high percentage of his passes, he's got 101 quarterback rating, blah, 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 but it doesn't add up to what I'm watching. So I do think there is the fact that he's not throwing a lot has to factor into what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. I mean, and we're something like 27th on first down conversions that are, you know, that we get through passing versus running. But you have to take into account that we have the MVP of the league, what should be the MVP of the league, on our team and in a running back. So we are going to throw less on third down. We are, you know, it's going to skew all the stats across the board.
They throw less in early downs than any team in the NFL.
team in the NFL. But again, we have one of the best running backs that exists, so we are going to throw less than everyone else.
I think it can work. I think it can work as long as the defense continues to play the way that they're playing. So I went back to some of those great defenses, and while they were one of the bigger reasons why they were able to turn mediocre offenses into success and a couple of them to Super Bowl titles, it's because their defenses weren't giving up a ton of points. So, like, when you know you're not the greatest at throwing the ball and teams want to sort of force you to do it, well, if your defense is still holding teams to 13, 14, 17 points, you can sort of stick with what you do well until you have to throw the ball. And that's one of the things that those type of teams that were heavy run teams and defensive led teams, that was their formula for success.
Yeah,
now, their quarterback had to make throws in key situations, and I think Jalen's still going to have to do that.
Yeah, and I agree with you on the defense. It's just like, boy, what a different position we're in compared
to unexpected.
And
yeah.
I guess maybe I shouldn't do this. I'm just waiting for, okay, they're not this good, are they?
Like, right. You mean the defense?
the defense, right. You know, for at some point.
I gotta admit, I was there too, and then the run they had against Washington, the Rams, and then the Ravens sort of have. I'm like, yeah, they're legit. It's legit.
And
they're
Cincy.
Legit.
And
yeah,
Cincy.
I forgot about the Bengals. Yeah, yep. I throw them in there too. So now I'm more of a believer, and now I'm saying, hell, sky's the limit. I can expect it. What they did to Baltimore Sunday, they basically helped. I know the missed field goals. They you got to take that into consideration. But that's an offense that was scoring at will against a lot of teams.
They and allowed defense, one touchdown.
Yes, they allowed one touchdown to the end, man. Like, to me, that was impressive.
VP,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Of course you're waiting for the defense to fail or for the sky to fall. You're an Eagles fan. That's what we do. we're always waiting for things to fall apart. So
you got a fight for us?
I do. And this was not a physical, like, punching fight, and I have one of those if you need it. My favorite fight, at least right now, was the one between you and ESP earlier this week. That was crazy.
Well, Jack, that seemed like a three-person fight. Jack was the actual.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He added in there at the end. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't even think I got to my top level before Jack, like, added that jolt of caffeine into it. Just look, I wish, Kimberly, you could have seen Jack, because he does this thing. When he starts fighting, the hand, he holds up the hands like this in like two okay things, and he looks down. He won't even look at who he's yelling at, and he shakes when he's doing
yes.
it. And he just flipped on Elliot, and that's when I knew it was time to go. It was good. It was good. All right.
Listen, my heart was racing listening to you guys. I was ready to fight
what we
somebody.
Do.
Like, it was great.
I'm glad that you like it.
We raise people's blood pressure around yeah. here.
It's only, thank you for the call, Kimberly, it's only this job where you fight like that with a coworker, and your boss comes over and goes, hey, that was great.
Pretty awesome. Good.
Yeah.
More.
Good.
Yeah.
Good keep, stuff.
You know, Rod, for as unconfrontational as he is,
he doesn't mind.
He's kind of like me.
Likes when other people
he
fight.
He loves confrontation on the air.
Yeah.
Like awkwardness.
Yes.
Well, he is a listener to sports talk radio.
You're
and
right.
That's what he enjoys listening to. Yeah. That, you know, that people enjoy a little, yeah, get in there and mix it up a little bit. It all becomes uncomfortable when it's every day.
I gotta say, just thinking about that Elliott fight and him saying that Kyle Shanahan's not a good coach because the 49ers didn't play well in the cold on Sunday.
One time.
Yeah.
It was the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Even though the Eagles have not played well in the cold, too, at some point. He's like, they didn't play well because it was snowing. See, yeah. They didn't play well because Christian McCaffrey's hurt. The whole team's hurt.
The Niners came here and basically ended the Eagles season because they were so
tough.
Tough.
Yeah.
Didn't matter to him.
No.
Remember they bullied Bradberry before the game?
Well, and Bradberry's like, all right, hold on. By the way, when's he? He's coming back for the playoff run? James Bradberry?
I didn't even know he was still here.
6 to 8 weeks.
Six to eight weeks.
More weeks, yep.
Yeah. See, he's about 6 to 8 weeks away from being 6 to 8 weeks away.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, take Huff, too.
Who do we see?
Well, we actually might need Huff. Like, I don't know.
Who do we see in uniform sooner, James Bradberry or Joel?
Here's my question. It's a good
Joel.
It's a good joke. But better chance of suiting up for the Eagles again, Brandon Graham or James Bradberry?
BG.
Oh, BG for sure.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Better chance playing in the Super Bowl.
BG. Yeah. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Are you worried that the style of offense the Eagles are currently running can win in the postseason? No. 80%.
There you go.
Joe and Atko. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, the Eagles going to dominate. They going to dominate. And that offense that they playing, that's Super Bowl offense. Go back to the Redskins.
Yep, back when they was called the Redskins. Yep.
The Redskins with Riggins, they dominated the ball. You keep the defense off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the Hogs up front.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they going to the ball,
Ernest
man.
Ernest Biner.
You know, and it's going to be hell in Philly.
It is.
Walking down Broad Street.
It is.
It's going to be crazy.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yes, buddy. You got a fight for us, Joe?
Yeah, Buddy Ryan.
Which one?
And anybody.
When he smacked Kevin what?
Oh, Gilbride. Kevin Gilbride.
Gilbride. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was a great fight.
That was a good for keeping his offense on the field.
Yeah.
Because he was passing the ball.
That was
you
great.
You got to run the ball, man. You got to run the ball and you got to wear that defense down.
Yes, sir. You got it right.
We truly are a run the ball.
Dude.
Town,
no, we run the ball on defense, man. That's why this is a Philadelphia football team.
Back. That's why everybody loves this team.
That's why. That's why.
And young kids.
That's why Andy Reid had to get out of here.
Yeah. Once we got that albatross out of the way, finally get this team and this city back.
Yes, finally.
Yep.
That Super Bowl was actually boring because there were too many points they won. 41-33?
Yeah, come on.
Wish that was a 14-10 game.
Yeah, we ran 60 times.
13-3 Rams, Patriots Super Bowl.
Hey, that was football.
I think
that was the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life.
I think next year, wing T, we got to run on offense.
Bring it all back.
Yeah, how many back?
I tell you, Jack, there was a run on Super Bowls in the late 80s and into the 90s, where we didn't get a good game for a while.
They sucked over
they were
and
all
over again. Yes.
Bad games after bad games, just blowouts.
Somehow the sport survived.
It did.
It did.
It did.
Well, luckily for
I think that's when the AFC went through a drought where they weren't winning.
Well, we had
and the NFC was dominating everybody.
We had the Buffalo losses.
Yep.
Just trying to think of all of them.
Denver had 3 losses in there before they finally won.
Right. It wasn't until...
A couple Patriots Super Bowl losses.
It wasn't... Yes. Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh teams won a couple.
I think Elway broke the AFC streak. Yeah. Because Green Bay won too, right? Yeah, that's when Favre won his.
And by the way, Elway, When they win a Super Bowl? When they ran the football. Run the football. Why would you want 30 yards when you can have 3.5?
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Come
man.
On.
Let's go.
We're tough in this town. All right.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes.
How do you think the Ravens won the Super Bowl? The 2000 Ravens.
Running the football.
Jamal Lewis.
Come on.
Well,
how'd the Seahawks
ball?
Blow it? They threw the freaking football.
Just saying, running the ball is back in the NFL.
It is back. Yeah. I'm curious how long this trend holds for, actually.
Well, once they change rules on defense to open up passing games again.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
They take away the two safeties, make it one safety so that you can push the ball down the field. They'll do whatever it takes. They hate this. There's no way they like this.
No, of course not.
I don't know. The running backs like it.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
So, top 5 of 5 is coming up next. Jack, what do we have to expect in the top 5 of 5?
5 things I can't hear anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, something's got him fed up.
Yeah.
He's really irritated.
Multiple things.
Is this Jackie Twitter? Is that what?
Probably.
Yep. What? No.
Actually,
no.
The number one is actually radio related, but not this station.
Okay.
It's related.
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
And then everything else is mostly Twitter and hearing people's nonsense.
Okay. All right. Well, that's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Tell 'Em Fritz sent you.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.